I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not.
That's a very nice theme song you've chosen for the Harris Challenge today, Ian.
We might subtle. Have a loser or two. Not their fault, but.
It's a quarter after five. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Friday edition. Paul Harris filling in for Frank every week from 3 until 6. And next week, by the way, I'll be doing some other shows. We're going to play a new game called Spin the Wheel, See Where I End Up. I'm going to fill in for Steve Cochran one day and Martin Kilcoyne a couple of days and then back here next Friday afternoon. But every Friday at this time, we now play the Harris Challenge. And we can't play it unless we have contestants. So let's open up the phone lines, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Before we start off, I want to mention a piece of good news. Those of you who have heard me on the radio in the last 20 years have heard my friend Aaron Barnhart. He was the TV critic for the Kansas City Star.
Right.
Aaron kind of disappeared off the grid for nearly a year last fall when his leukemia problems returned. He had had it over a decade ago, and they thought they had it beaten, but it returned in a really bad way. The kind of leukemia he had was called hairy cell leukemia. Just the name sounds bad, and it is very bad. I'm happy to say that he has gotten a not completely clean bill of health, but has been able to return to the real world after spending the last year in and out of hospitals, in fact, flying to Bethesda, Maryland, to have people at the National Institutes of Health look at him. I mean, the people who are the experts in this very, very rare disease. There are like 1,000 people in the world who have what he has. And he went there, and these specialists looked at him and worked on him and worked on him and narrowed it down and narrowed it down. It was like the team from House was working on him, except that they never made his eyeballs bleed. That was every episode of House. Hi, you have the flu, but your eyes are bleeding. His eyes never bled, and he's fine now. He's regained his strength. He can eat again, and I'm very happy to report that he's doing better. He's back online on his website, tvbarn.com. He has announced that he is leaving the Kansas City Star to pursue other things that he wants to do, more writing, more books that he's working on with his wife, and I just wish him all the best. I know a lot of listeners liked Aaron's contributions to my shows through the years, and so for those who do remember him, it's not a past tense thing. It's a present tense and future tense thing for Aaron Barnhart, and all of us, I'm sure, send our absolute best wishes to him. Now, speaking of best wishes, I understand there are some birthday greetings here on the show.
That's
Ian?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, my lovely wife's birthday is today, so I believe she's driving down to the Ozarks area.
To get away from you for the weekend?
Yes, yes, that is her
birthday. What would you like for your birthday? To not be with you!
That is my birthday present to her, is she doesn't have to spend it with me. So, yeah, she's going to hang out with her mom and do a couple things over the weekend. So
very nice.
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday, Angela.
Dan?
And my sister's birthday is actually tomorrow. My sister Lisa, her birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday,
happy
Lisa.
Happy birthday to her. Tina, do you have anybody you want to wish happy birthday to?
Well, I know it's Melissa Leo's birthday. She was the mom on The Fighter. Happy birthday, Melissa.
You mean Academy Award winner Melissa Leo?
Yes, she's 52 today.
Do you know her?
Do you know Melissa Leo?
No,
but
I
just didn't want to be left out of the birthday greeting.
Wow, so if you want to have a party with my sister tomorrow night, and we'll celebrate Angela's birthday, too, as well, tomorrow night.
She'll be at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Hold on a second, Dan. Mm-hmm. I don't think you want to be going on the radio and saying, hey, if you want to have a party with my sister tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay,
sounds like you're some meth head from Blue Springs who has to raise some money for a fix. Come on! Don't be doing that. Let's put that nastiness aside and play the Harris Challenge. Hi, Kevin. You're our first contestant today.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. As you may know, this is the only place in the broadcasting world where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, my name is Kevin, and my company is Great Dane Estate Sales, and you can reach me by going to greatdaneestatesales.com.
Okay. Named after a dog, I'm hoping?
Yes, it is. Rambo.
Rambo the Great Dane.
Oh, nice.
That's a good name for it.
All right. Kevin, here's how the Harris Challenge works. First, we turn on the semi-random category computer. It has the categories and all the questions that we'll be asking today. It'll spit out three to begin with. You choose the one you would like, and that's the category we will play with. What do you like of these three that I see on the screen here? The first city, pick a number, any number, or... I can't quite read that one. The M in MTV stands for multiple choice. It's a long title. You can have the first city, pick a number, any number, or the M in MTV stands for multiple choice. Which one would you like?
M in MTV.
Okay. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get eight or better, you're a winner. And I know you're thinking, Kevin, what the heck do I win? Well, there is only one person here who has that information.
Yay! The Prize Man!
We have lots
You need your microphone on it.
You want to start over?
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Did somebody miss rehearsal?
Yeah,
I heard him.
Well, I turned my mic off to answer the phones to get people lined up.
Well, you know what? Step A. Kevin, if you don't mind, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this whole thing again, right from my prize man introduction, and then we'll edit it so that the final version sounds perfect on the air and nobody will ever hear Dan's huge mistake. Is that okay with you, Kevin?
That's fine.
All right.
Okay, good.
So, Kevin, you need eight or better to win the Harris Challenge. And if you do, you'll win, well, I don't frankly know what you'll win. If there were only someone here who did.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul? Oh, my microphone cut out.
Yeah. So much for the editing.
Yeah, right, Paul. We have lovely prizes. We have a Stephanina's gift certificate for how much, Tina?
$15 for locations in St. Charles County, one in Chesterfield Valley.
Beautiful. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt. We also have, what else did
a
we
have?
A
pair of tickets to any Werenberg.
A pair of tickets to
area.
Any Werenberg. I have them sitting right here.
Do you have anything written down over there?
No, I do not.
Why would you do that?
If your name was
the prize man, why would you consciously make an effort to know what the prizes are?
Some Werenberg movie tickets. Back to you, Paul.
Kevin, I apologize for Dan.
I apologize.
2 minutes, I can't get back.
No, we'll never get it back. None of the rest of us will get that back. That's time we could have been curing cancer, but no! Kevin, you've chosen the M, and MTV stands for multiple choice. Eight or better, you win that prize package. Seven or less, I will have to punish you. It's a federal law. It's not my choice. You understand?
Yes.
All right. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What group had the honor of having the first video ever played on MTV? Was it the Beatles, the Buggles, or the Bay City Rollers?
The Buggles.
Correct. Which of these did not have his own show on MTV? Conan O'Brien, Paulie Shore, or Jon Stewart?
Conan O'Brien.
Correct. Who won Video of the Year at the very first MTV Video Music Awards in 1984? Was it the Cars, Men at Work, or Peter Gabriel?
Gotta say Peter Gabriel.
No, it was the Cars. Which of these was not given away as an MTV grand prize? Supper with Seinfeld, a Motley Crue cruise, or Batman's Batmobile?
Supper with Seinfeld.
Correct. Which of these appeared on the very first MTV Unplugged show in 1989? Santana, Squeeze, or Nirvana?
Nirvana.
The correct answer is Squeeze. Kevin, let's recap your total here. You got one for the Buggles, two for Conan O'Brien, and four for Supper with Seinfeld. Unfortunately, that's only 7 points, Kevin.
Oh.
And that means I have to punish you. You do, however, have a choice as to how you'd like to be punished. We're going to have the Rolling Stones song Satisfaction as your punishment music, but not performed by the Rolling Stones. You can either hear it performed by the new star of the hit Fox TV series The X Factor, Britney Spears, or you can hear it by a man who could have been her great-great-great-great-grandfather, the late George Burns. Which one would you like, Kevin?
Oh, I gotta have George Burns.
I do, too.
Oh, I can get no satisfaction. I can get no satisfaction. But I try, and I try, and I try, and I try.
Oh, well, there's a chorus behind you. All right, that's enough. I think you've learned your lesson, haven't you, Kevin? Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And here comes contestant number two. Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm glad to have you back on KTRS. You make my 8 or 10 Paul Harris coffee mugs no longer obsolete.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to say hi to, in the spirit of birthdays, I'd like to say hi to my parents who both have birthdays in September.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, I have a birthday once a year. Nobody ever mentions it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
July 26th.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina, for remembering. John, you have three categories to choose from. You can have the first city. You can have pick a number, any number. Or you can have nature's choice.
Oh, boy. Let's go with pick a number, any number.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. You know the game. 8 or better to win. 7 or less to be punished. John, let's play the Harris Challenge. How long would it take a snail to travel 1 mile? 15 minutes, 15 days, or 15 months?
15 days.
Correct. How many shots are traditionally fired to salute a royal birth in Great Britain? 21, 41, 101.
I'm going to go with 21.
41. How many different known species of ladybugs are there in the world? 43, 433, or 4,300?
Wow, 4,300.
Correct. How many agents did the FBI have when it started in 1908? 34, 344, or 3,400?
Let's do with 34.
Correct. How much did you earn per day if you worked in the Ford automobile factory in 1914? 5 pennies, 5 quarters, or $5? One day's work.
What's 5 pennies?
5 pennies is off by a factor of 100. It's $5 was a day's pay when they opened in 1914. Wow. John, let's recap your scoring. You got the 1, you got the 3, you got the 4.
No punishment.
That means 8 points, John, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, no. Woo-hoo!
If Thanks, only
Paul.
The prize man could figure out what you've won, John. It would be a great day for all of us.
Right, Paul.
John, stand by. Dan will tell you what you've won. Sorry I don't have a mug for you. Now let's meet our next contestant. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, just welcome back. Not necessarily back, but back today.
Thank you.
And thankful it's Friday.
All right, Sherry, we have three categories now. The first one is still there from the last two who didn't want it, but you could have it if you want. It's called The First City, or you can have Nature's Choice, or the new category is The President Did It. And I will tell you, none of those questions have anything to do with Barack Obama.
Oh, gosh. I'll take The President Did It.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, 8 or better to win. Sherry, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did President Bush nominate to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1991?
Oh, I don't get a multiple choice?
No.
Dang it. I don't know.
Here's the two-pointer. Which president ordered U.S. troops into Korea and authorized the draft?
Nixon.
Harry Truman.
Dang it.
Before Barack Obama, who was the last U.S. president whose last name starts with a vowel?
I don't know. I think I'm going to get punished.
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Which U.S. president nominated Robert Bork to the Supreme Court in 1987, but later withdrew his name?
Reagan.
Correct. Which future U.S. president became engaged to his future bride in 1953?
Future U.S. president?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The correct answer was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Before Barack Obama, the last U.S. president whose last name starts with a vowel would be Dwight Eisenhower. And President Bush in 1991 put Clarence Thomas on the U.S. Supreme Court. Sherry, you only got 4 points for the Reagan answer, and that's less than eight. Simple arithmetic would tell us that. You do get the choice. You can have George Burns punish you with satisfaction, or we could hear Brittany do it. What would you like?
You know, let's go with Brittany since we already got George.
Okay, here we go. She's on The X Factor and not American Idol, but I think she's a little pitchy.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you know, you take one of the great rock songs of all time and make it that boring.
Ugh.
It's hard to believe. Sherry, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
That's okay. You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next contestant is Dave. Welcome to the Big 550, Dave.
Hey, good hearing from you again, Paul.
Thank you.
Glad to hear you on there.
I appreciate
and that. The Brittany one was far worse than George.
Well, I guess we know what you'll be choosing if you have to. I hope you know, Dave. I hope you win. Which category would you like? We have two left: the first city or nature's choice.
Give me the first city.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Midwest city was the first one to have an elevated railway?
Chicago.
Correct. Which Pennsylvania city was the first in the U.S. to have a commercial radio station?
Let me go back to that one.
Which city in the Pacific time zone was the first to have a revolving restaurant atop one of its landmarks?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Which city in the Pacific time zone was first to have a revolving restaurant atop one of its landmarks?
Pass.
Which Ohio city was first in the U.S. to have ambulance service?
Cleveland.
Cincinnati. Which southern city was first in the U.S. to have an opera house? And I'll give you multiple choice here. Was it New Orleans, Biloxi, or Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge.
New Orleans. Back to the two-pointer. The Pennsylvania city first in the U.S. to have a commercial radio station. Time ran out, so I'll tell you it was Pittsburgh. And the city in the Pacific time zone first to have a revolving restaurant atop one of its landmarks, Tina Dalpiez.
Is it Seattle?
Seattle, home of the Space Needle. Correct. Dave, of all of our contestants today, you've done the worst.
Mm.
only 1 point. But you know what? When you're getting punished, your point total doesn't matter as long as it's seven or less. So since you didn't like Brittany, do you want George again or do you want to stick with Brittany?
Oh, give me the George. I can get no
satisfaction. This singing is so bad, it makes George Burns turn over in his grave. Did you hear what I did there? I almost called him George Turns. I actually blew a very simple joke there. You know what it is? I was thrown off by that whole prize man.
Well, it'll do it to anybody.
Yeah.
The best of us.
I messed up the whole show.
Jim, I'm sorry about that. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Let's get our final contestant in here, and that's you, Jeremy.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I just want to say hi to my lovely wife, Alicia.
Okay.
Aww.
Here are the categories left, Jeremy. Nature's choice.
That sounds good. Let's do that one.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state has the most lightning hits every year? Florida, Texas, or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Florida. What was the first male name given to a hurricane? Al, Bob, or Ron?
Al.
Bob, July 1979. Which country has more lakes than the rest of the world combined? The U.S., Russia, or Canada?
Oh, let's go to the U.S.
Canada. For 1 point each, name the four U.S. states that still have volcanoes classified as active.
Oh, let's go. Hawaii. Oh.
You can pass if you want.
Okay.
What type of tree gets hit by lightning more than any other? Birch, oak, or pine?
Oak.
Correct. You need a couple more states that have volcanoes classified as active.
Washington, one of them?
Washington is one. Tina Dalpi is. Hawaii, we already have.
Hawaii, oh, Washington.
Alaska? Alaska is one.
Ooh.
And is the final one?
North Dakota? Or
California. Would be the last
I'll
one.
I'll say California.
So-
Brother.
Jeremy, you got 6 points. I'm sorry to tell you. You're the final punishee today. Would you like Britney Spears or George Burns?
Oh, let's make everybody suffer with Britney.
All right.
This is what I say.
Will you at least try, Brittany? I'm asking, please. Okay, that's what you call trying. Stop trying. Jeremy, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend, too.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. And just in Tim Weiland's honor, when it's over, we're always on time
Yes.
here on the Big 550 KTRS.